This is the Friday edition of Current State on WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Thanks for joining us. MSU and the Mid-Michigan community celebrate the life and work of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. with a special pair of concerts coming up this weekend. Jazz, Spirituals, Prayer, and Protest will feature many musicians from the MSU College of Music and surrounding area Sunday at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. at the Wharton Center for Performing Arts. MSU professor of double bass and director of jazz studies, Rodney Whitaker, heads the musical celebration of King. And WKAR's Peter Wharf joined Professor Whitaker to talk about jazz in the civil rights era and this weekend's event.
The MLK program jazz concert started about 12 years ago as a way to further promote our celebration of Martin Luther King on campus, and it was hugely successful the first year. We had something like 800 people show up for 622 seats. So we decided to move into the format of having two separate concerts, and that's been very successful. We've had a steady gain in audience and support. But the concert is really about celebrating the legacy of Martin Luther King and bringing people in the community together. And so we've exhausted so many different things, and what we always try to do, and we always try to top the concert every year. And so last year we did the music of Stevie Wonder, and that went over well with the community. And I take suggestions from friends of mine in the community, and they said, you guys have never did Earth, Wind, and Fire. And so that's the direction this year. It's going to be a lot of fun.
What sorts of things will we hear on the concert, actually?
We'll have Peter Lightfoot, who is new to our community, who's a colleague here at the College of Music. He's an opera singer, African-American, and he's versed in African-American spirituals. So you'll hear him do some solo versions of that with Reggie Thomas backing him up on piano. Also, you'll hear the MSU Gospel Choir, which is a full-blown sort of Detroit, Chicago-style choir, and that'll be a lot of fun. And then you'll also hear the Earl Nelson Singers, who are a staple in this community. I think they've been together about 40 years. Their music is really similar to the Fisk Jubilee Singers, spirituals as opposed to gospel. Some similar things like what Peter Lightfoot would be, but in a bigger configuration. They have about 40 people in their choir, so it's a 40-piece choir. And then additionally, you'll hear the darlings of the community, the MSU Children's Choir, award-winning choir, celebrated, and they've performed with the Detroit Symphony. And it's always great to have the kids because Dr. Martin Luther King loved the kids.
Professor Whitaker, let's talk about what you do and connect the civil rights movement to jazz.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think what you have to remember is the musicians always had a pulpit in terms of the stage to fight for liberation. And in addition to that is that so many people, I think, in America got transformed because so many of their heroes were African-American musicians. So when you think about that, I mean, Duke Ellington, predominantly most of his audience was predominantly white. And those people looked up to him and they loved Duke Ellington, but he's African-American. So then I think through art, a lot of times people start to change faster than through social means. I think the music has the power to change lives. And I always tell everybody, we follow the King nonviolent movement. We changed the whole world with jazz, and we never fired one shot.
Can we touch on a few of the major pieces that come to mind?
Well, the interesting thing about Fables of Phoebus, before Charles Mingus wrote that piece in 1959, actually Louis Armstrong came out. And although he didn't write a lot of music about civil rights or whatever, but he was the first jazz musician to really come out and speak about it. And that inspired Charles Mingus to have the courage to write the tune.
There was an incident where Armstrong was about to be sent on a tour, but he refused to go.
Yeah, he refused to, you know, I don't want to pretend that I'm an ambassador of a country that don't show me respect. And, you know, and if you ever check out 1963, Dave Brubeck actually wrote a piece based on that called The Real Ambassador. And he had two great pieces that featured Louis Armstrong. One was The Real Ambassador, but also They Say God Look Like Me, which is really heavy, which is really, really heavy piece.
God created man in his image and likeness.
They say I look like God.
In the image of God created he man.
Could God be black? My God.
In the image of God created he man.
If I'm a man in the image of thee,
male and female created them,
could thou perchance a zebra be?
In the image and likeness of God,
can it be?
John Coltrane, the great tenor saxophonist, performed many benefit concerts for Martin Luther King in the movement. Can you talk about a famous tune by Coltrane?
Well, Coltrane in 63 was inspired by King's speech that his eulogy for the four girls killed in Birmingham. And he wrote a piece called Alabama, which was actually based on Dr. King's cadence.
These children, unoffending, innocent, and beautiful. Were the victims of one of the most vicious and tragic crimes ever perpetrated against humanity. The death of these little children may lead our whole Southland from the low road of man's inhumanity to man to the high road of peace and brotherhood.
In fact, you can go online at some point, and if you Google Dr. King, John Coltrane, Alabama, there's someone who's put it together so you can hear how it overlaps. But the piece is based on Dr. King's eulogy. And since in modern day, we've heard Spike Lee sort of put together, you know, the movie Four Black Girls, which is based on, you know, using Alabama as the theme for the event. But there are tons of jazz musicians that's been into the movement. For example, Jackie McLean did a great recording called Action. Ornette Coleman was doing free jazz. And free jazz wasn't just about freedom of expression or music, but it was calling for freedom. All these people talked about the movement, and they were involved in it, and they were serious about it. This event is really about bringing people from all cultures together in the idea that Dr. Martin Luther King expressed. I mean, when I look out into the audience, I see black folks, white folks, Latinos folks, folks from India, folks from all over the world because of the university community. And many of the folks that attend the concert never even look at each other outside of coming to the concert. And so in our own way, it is our way to bring our community together. Also, if you look on the stage, you see black kids playing together, white kids, Latino kids playing together. And that's what King was about. That's what we do in jazz. Jazz has always been about integration and bringing people together.
WKAR's Peter Whorf spoke with MSU Professor of Double Bass and Director of Jazz Studies, Rodney Whitaker. The program, Jazz, Spirituals, Prayer, and Protest, will feature many musicians from the MSU College of Music and surrounding area as well. That's Sunday at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. at the Wharton Center for Performing Arts.